my gosh, Pete's mom's selling her house. This is it right here. This was considered one of the rich neighborhoods when I was growing up. Whoa, that was not there. Whoa. And this was Jody's house right here.
That one?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was this one. This way. Got another one when there. There's nothing compared to those Victorians in Fredonia. Are they? Raised ranches. Wow, I don't know where I'm going to end up. This is all new neighborhoods. I'm going to end up behind Keith's mom's house. I'm going to go up in that neighborhood and build up behind Jody's mom's house and see where it happened up there. Used to be a big old bushy wild trees. Actually, if we were moving here, I'd look into Keith's mom's house. It is a really neat house.
What could you do over here, though?
I could be a nurse practitioner. Okay, Rocky's mom and dad's house was this one right here.
Can I play with madness? Broadcasting. Can I have your attention, please?
It's WB.
Of them and not on the sprite.
Internet Radio Experience.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mass and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy, Cast God.
That was DC and the Washington's Neighbors, and hey, this is Skinny White Boy, and it is July 18th. It is a dreadful rainy Monday in the Hickory Smoked Heartland of Kansas. This is the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod. Welcome, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. Went to Omaha, did some sound seeing there, as you could have heard in the intro. Not a whole lot to say about what we're going to do in today's show. I got some announcements to make. But we should probably just do some music in a little bit. We also reinstated, well, it was only missing for 1 week, but we did bring back the historical soundbite. Oh, yeah, I've got, like I said, I got some announcements to make, and normally the music would start here, but not today. Sorry. I got a new phone number for you, 206-3500-SWB. That's 206-3500-792, and I said SWB, and my English teacher is going to roll over in his grave, because, of course, it's SWB and not SWB. But who cares? It's podcasting. It's my show. I can do whatever I want. So that is announcement number one, that new phone number. It's my new voicemail hotline, 206-3500-SWB. You can call it, leave your comment about the show or anything else for that matter, and I'll I will be playing it on the next show. If you were like the old methods better, you could also, of course, email me, castpod@gmail.com. That's cast with a K, pod@gmail.com. Or just leave your comments on the website, and that address is skinnywideboy.castpod.org. That's skinnywideboy.cast with a K, pod with a D at the end, .org. skinnywideboy.castpod.org. Like I said, got some pod save audio for you. I've got some historical sound bites right now. I guess we should just do some more music, right? Mark Gunn, Wild Kitty.
Well, I've been a wild kitty for many is the year, and I found a nice pub that's served up mixed with beer. Well, this makes me quite happy, so I'll purr with galore, for I never will be a wild kitty no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I be a wild kitty, no, never, no more. Well, it began at an alehouse while hunting for fish. The back door was left open, some fool did not miss. Well, the landlord, he caught me and took me out back, and he said, if you're good, I'll bring milk for to lap. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I be a wild kitty, no, never, no more. Well, the landlord, he brought me some milk from the bar, but he thought it'd be cute to add whiskey from the jar. Well, he laid it before me, I sniffed cautiously, and I lapped the milk down and passed out on his knee. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I be a wild kitty, no, never. I stumble the lore. I don't land on my feet, but I'm wild no more.
And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I be a wild kitty, no, never,
Mark. Oh, there. Mark Gunn, Wild Kitty. I got that off of PodSaveAudio.com. Like I said, this is going to be a show full of announcements, or not full of them, but a couple of important announcements. One of them is the one that's coming up next. But first, I got to say, this is going to be a really short show because I just figured out I'm out of cigarettes. So, you know what? It's going to be a short show. I got to run to the convenience store, get some more of those. Announcement time, September 17th in Oxford, on Oxford Street in London, PodcastCon UK. What is it? Have you been to Gnomedex? Have you been? No, you couldn't have been yet, but are you planning on going to Podcast Expo? If you're in Europe, forget about those two. Do I have to look at that? No, I don't. Thank you. Forget about those two. Go to PodcastCon UK. Great conference, just one day, nice and short, in a really posh hotel, right in the heart of London, on Oxford Street. They got some great keynote speakers. The head of new media development for Virgin Radio is going to be there. Expect to see a lot of BBC folks. They're trying, and this is not confirmed yet, but they're trying to get Dave Weiner, the guy that was all involved with RSS feeds. And if you're a podcaster, you know what those are. If you're not a podcaster, don't worry about it. It's going to be a great conference. Once again, September 17th, 2005 on Oxford Street in a really nice hotel. I forgot the name of it. But you can go look it all up on podcastcon.co.uk. That's podcastcon, and as in Nancy, .co.uk. That's where you can find all the info about this great podcast, excuse me, podcasting conference that is being put on by my good friends in the UK, especially Podcast Paul, Paul Nichols from podcastpaul.com. I'm sure that in his upcoming shows, he's going to be paying attention and a lot of it to it. So go check it out. I'm going to try and be there. But, you know, now I've got the problem because normally all these conferences are in the U.S. and it's a hop, skip, and a jump on an airplane. Anywho, it's a hop, skip, and a jump for me to get there. Now I have to actually fly across the pond to get there. But I'm going to try and be there September 17th, 2005, Oxford Street, London. Be there. What are we going to do right now? Right now we're going to be doing, like I said, it was going to be the return of the historical audio, the historical sound bite. So here it comes.
One of the most thrilling adventures in the war happened today when an American destroyer dashed to within 25 miles of Tokyo to rescue two American flyers.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
If you're old enough, you're going to be remembering where you were when President John F. Kennedy got shot. It's just one of those days in history that everybody remembers. John F. Kennedy, by far the most popular U.S. president ever, maybe short, you know, of George Washington, but, you know, young, charismatic, good speaker, good looker, if you have to believe the ladies. I wouldn't know. But, yeah, JFK, by far the most popular president of the U.S. And that's probably, in my opinion anyway, because he got shot. He was killed. Had he not been killed, maybe he would not have been so popular. What you got to remember about JFK is that, yeah, he probably was a good president, but he also brought this country, on this country being the United States, on the brink of nuclear warfare, you know, with the whole Cuban Missile Crisis. He was a habitual womanizer, something that later got a president of the United States almost impeached. Of course, I'm talking about Bill Clinton. And he was an old money boy, just like our current president, George W. Bush, who everybody seems to be against right now and who's really slipping in the opinion polls. You know, everybody's saying, well, George, you know, it's all family politics. His daddy was the president. His brother is the governor of Florida. But imagine the family influence of John F. Kennedy. His brother was the Attorney General. His father used to be the ambassador to Germany and held some other high functions in, you know, political America. So maybe, just maybe, and I'm sure I'm going to catch a lot of flack over saying this, the only reason JFK was so extremely popular was because he died young. And with that, I'm going to have you listen to some of the more famous sounds related to President John F. Kennedy.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
Neither the United States of America nor the world community of nations can tolerate deliberate deception and offensive threats on the part of any nation, large or small. We no longer live in a world where only the actual firing of weapons represents a sufficient challenge to a nation's security to constitute maximum peril. Nuclear weapons are so destructive, and ballistic missiles are so swift, that any substantially increased possibility of their use or any sudden change in their deployment may well be regarded as a definite threat to peace. For many years, both the Soviet Union and the United States, recognizing this fact, have deployed strategic nuclear weapons with great care, never upsetting the precarious status quo, which ensured that these weapons would not be used in the absence of some vital challenge. Our own strategic missiles have never been transferred to the territory of any other nation under a cloak of secrecy and deception. And our history, unlike that of the Soviets at the end of World War II, demonstrates that we have no desire.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route. There's numerous people running up the hill alongside Elm Street, there by the Simmons Freeway. Several police officers are rushing up the hill at this time. Stand by just a moment, please. Something has happened in the motorcade route. Stand by, please. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. I repeat, a shooting in the motorcade in the downtown area. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. The president's car is now going past me. The limousine is now traveling at a very high rate of speed. Secret Service men standing up in the limousine. They are armed with submachine guns. It appears as though someone in the limousine might have been hit by the gunfire.
The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody has been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motor car.
Ambassador of the United Nations, Audley Stevenson, was assaulted in Dallas, leaving a dinner meeting there. From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
In the day we spread it out on the streets of the runaway American dream. And now we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. Strap your legs around my velvet rims. Strap your hands across my engine. Together we can.
yeah. Dynamo's Rhythmaze is Born to Run from their album, I'm Not Saying, I'm Just Saying, my new favorite band. Podcast Paul, thank you for recommending those guys to me. Okay, I said it was going to be a short show, and it is going to be a short show. Why? I am out of cigarettes. Yeah, I really am, so I got to go now. But before I do, let's see. You know what? I don't have to thank anybody. Oh, yeah, I do. Skipperbootleg.nl. SkipperBootleg.nl. Put a link on their site to mine. Thank you very much. By the way, if you want to leave a comment on the show, you can now call the voicemail hotline, the Skinny White Boy voicemail hotline, 206-3500-SWB. If you're an international caller, use Skype out or just get a calling card and you can call overseas. Leave your comments. I'd really appreciate it. If you want to do it the old-fashioned way, castpod@gmail.com. That's cast with a K, pod with a D, @gmail.com. Also, of course, go check out our website, skinnywideboy.castpod.org. That's skinnywideboy.castpod.org. I guess I got nothing more to say. I'm out of here. Yeah, one more time. Podcastcon.co.uk. Go check it out. Upcoming conference about podcasting. It's promising to be a really wild, wild ride in a posh London hotel right on Oxford Street. Well, that's all I've got for you now, so I guess I'll be talking to y'all in a little bit. Bye now.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mess and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod.